From the San Antonio SeaWorld and the Castaway Cruise in Lazy River, you're listening to Red Belly Radio. The beeping that you're hearing is the dump truck coming in to drop off a load of ducks. No, they're not live ducks. They are rubber ducks, little rubber duckies, kind of like you might have seen the yellow rubber duckies of bathtub fame. But these are blue. They're not just any color blue. They're canyon blue. And their bellies are not just any color. They're red. These are red-bellied ducks. Yes, they are red-bellied ducks. And they have little wings, too, little wings. In fact, they have been nicknamed a winglet. Is the name of these little ducks. They're as cute as can be. In fact, I'm here with Cheryl Huey, the director of the shindig here. Cheryl, gosh, you got to be excited. You've been working on this for a long time.
We've been working on this for 8 months, Steve, and here we are. The baby is born today. Little winglet.
The beeping that you're hearing is the dump truck backing up to the some steps here at the Lazy River. It's going to dump 5,000 little rubber duckies into the Lazy River, and they're going to travel down to a gate. The starting gate.
Now, they've all been in training, you know, Steve.
Well, it is an Olympic year.
It is. Beautiful.
I think I see mine.
There it is, right in the very middle. Okay. Wait till we hit the roaring rapids on the other side.
Oh, there's rapids
there's
over there?
There's rapids, yeah. There's all sorts of obstacles these ducks have got to get through to make it to the finish line. And, Steve, look, there's only one guy kind of flipped over.
That must be mine.
That's your number.
There's another one. There's a jet down there that is bouncing him around. Oh, this is just too funny. Well, how long do you think it'll take for him to go around?
Test run with only 100 ducks was about 8 minutes, but we think with the pressure and this amount of ducks, we'll make it in 7.
Yeah, I guess they can adjust the pressure of that depending how many people are in the pool.
They can actually put up to 4 pumps, but we're going to do 1 because we don't want it to be over in about 2 minutes.
Yeah, you want to stretch this out. Worked on it for a year. You want it to be over in a minute.
There is some strategy. In fact, there's different shortcuts that the ducks can make depending on how smart they are.
No way.
Over on the other side. But Roaring Rapids on this side, you've got some obstacles there where they could split and take a longer route. And we saw it even from the test run that the guy in the back actually finished up in the top 3 after he took a little shortcut and then made it through the Roaring Rapids on one of the sides.
Oh, well, you can kind of see the numbers on the front of the ducks. Of course, they're moving, so it makes it hard to see it.
Oh, there's number 10. They are beautiful, though, aren't they?
See, I wanted 737, but, you know.
Who got 737? Nicole Miller, who is a facilitator in our people leadership development, because she named the duck Winglet. So she is now 737. As long as we do this race, she'll be 737.
That is Cheryl Huey, director of the onboarding program here at Southwest. That part of the interview was while Cheryl and I were watching the ducks being dumped into the Castaway Cruisin' Lazy River. This is when I sat down and talked with her a few minutes later.
Well, what really started out as a simple idea a couple years ago, how do we get a warm welcome message to our new employees on day one? And what better way than to make sure another employee does that? So we invented the Sponsor a New Hire program. And what that just means is for $5, I'm able to write a nice little note. The $5 buys some wonderful little gifts that they get on their first day. Now, when I do that, I'm entered into what we now call the Duck Derby Race. And it's Southwest and SeaWorld helping new hires get their feet wet. And it's an opportunity to really visualize these beautiful 5,000 ducks in the Lazy River here at San Antonio and represent our effort in our commitment to new employees as they enter this wonderful culture at Southwest Airlines.
The idea of this is to help keep employees here beyond that first, is it year or 6 months?
Right. Well, you know, that first 6 months to a year is so critical. That's when employees are really trying to determine, is this the right place for me? And that's all going to be based on how they're welcomed, the resources that we provide with them, the opportunities that we give them. So we're really focusing on what we can do as a company, and that's across those 64 different locations at 34,000 employees. How can we get our new employees to participate in things and get engaged in the culture? And it's things such as this. It's getting them to the spirit parties. It's getting them to the message, the fields. It's hosting luncheons on their behalf to help them understand what we talk about when we say the South. This way.
Okay, well, the event here today, the goal was to try to sell 5,000 ducks. I believe you met your goal.
We did, and what's funny about this is the first almost 2 years, we worked so hard to just get to 6,500. We were out in the field, we were talking it up, we were trying to get employees to sponsor new employees, but it was just cumbersome.
No, 6,500 sponsors of new employees, not ducks.
Excuse me, 6,500 employees to sponsor 6,500 new employees.
Okay.
Before we entered the duck race.
This is before you thought up the duck.
Before we thought up the duck. So, okay, we got to do this a little little easier. And so we invented the duck race. And it was said, you can't do 5,000 sponsorships in the month of February to May. It's not possible. It took you 18 months to get to 6,500. How are you going to do it? Well, it took the onboarding team and across our system to help motivate people to understand the importance of it. And we met 5,000 just 2 weeks ago.
Well, congratulations. So, yeah, we're looking forward to this. All the ducks are waiting at the starting line, and I get somebody.
May the best duck win.
You've been saying they've been to training.
No. All right. Thank you, Steve.
Thanks. Now, you can't just throw 5,000 rubber ducks in a cement river and expect to be able to determine the winner. It has to be organized. Jay Barandella, one of our Dallas mechanics and local craftsman, helped the group out with his engineering skills.
Actually, onboarding came to maintenance and asked him if we can fabricate something for him, and this is what we came up with.
Okay, so but before we tell people what you fabricated, have you ever built anything like this before?
Never. Never even heard of anything like this before.
Did you have any special challenges?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, okay, let's go ahead and tell people what you made.
We made I guess we haven't come up with an official name yet, but right now it's going to be a duck catcher.
A duck catcher, kind of a... here's a proposed name for it, funnel.
Funnel.
It kind of funnels the ducks.
Yes, it does.
Why do you need a duck catcher funnel?
Well, they want to go from this lazy river is 14 feet wide, and they want to go to 4 inches, the width of a duck. And they want to get 5,000 ducks and get them to place in first, second, and third.
Well, the idea, I guess, is are they afraid that there's going to be a blob of ducks and it'll be hard to determine the actual winner?
Yes, yes.
So you're saying funnels or channels? There's another possible. Channels the blob of ducks into a confined space so you can see 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yes, correct. Yeah.
And what's it made of?
It's made out of aluminum.
And it's got to be perforated or something underneath to let the water flow?
We actually made it adjustable. It's an aluminum 12-inch panel, I guess you could call it, with perforated holes so the water can flow through it. But we also needed adjustable for in case this was too much water or too...
Because the water was high in the river?
Yes, yeah. And the other thing we wanted to do is make sure we have other options if we go somewhere else and do it.
Well, that's true. That's a good idea. I mean, who knows how many duck races this might spark.
We might have started something here.
Well, it looks like it's going to be a great event. I'm really eager to see, and it looks like you've done a real good job. I looked at the funnel earlier. Well, I'm calling it a funnel, but I'm looking at the device, to yet-to-be-named device, earlier, and it looked really great.
Thank you.
Thanks for talking to me today.
You're welcome.
Well, a little bit of description about the course. It starts, as the name might imply, Lazy River. So there's a lot of bends, a lot of turning. The race starts directly under the bridge. There's a bridge that goes out to the island of the course, if you will. And so they're starting in the shade. They're coming out from under there in what would be one of the very few straights on this course. And they'll immediately go into turn one is just a veer off on the right. And then it goes into a hard, probably 100-degree turn to the left. It straightens out for a little while, but there are some, I guess you could say, obstacles. There's two, looks like, man-made islands that would be wonderful for a duck to get out and sun him or herself on. But I'm thinking that because this is the race that they're not going to spend much time doing that. And I understand if you take the one side or the other, it might be a quicker turn to get you into the next turn, which is a hard left. And by hard left, I mean a gentle curving left. And then there's a very long, slow, very high speed, I would think, turning to the right. Turn number, what are we up to, 5, 6 here? And that goes into an immediate S-curve. So it's a long, slow bending right, and then a hard right to a left. Boom, boom. And then it goes down for a long straight there, and then turns back, and then heads to the finish with a slight... The finish is on a slight curve. And that, of course, is the device that we heard that will determine which duck actually is the fastest swimmer, fastest floater, fastest today, the fastest today. Then I spoke with Tricia from SeaWorld about, SeaWorld and the course. You're having a birthday this year.
That's right.
Well, you have a birthday every year, but this year is significant.
This is a big one. We turned 20 years old this year.
Now, this is going to be this whole event is taking place in the Lazy River, and this goes around how big is this river?
It's a little under a mile, I believe.
Wow, that's almost the Comal River in New Brunswick. One of the shortest rivers in the world. It's not been about that long.
But like you said, this one is very clean.
And they're going to be let off. And about how long do you think it's going to take them to go around?
Well, it depends on how bad the ducks want it, I think.
For the record, at 2.5 miles long, the Comal River in New Brunswick, which, by the way, is just north of San Antonio, is one of the shortest navigable rivers in the world. And it's great for tubing, too. Now for a racing primer, or perhaps a quick geometry lesson. During the race, I use the term apex. The apex of a curve is the shortest route around the bend. It's the way that you drive if you didn't have lanes and traffic and laws to contend with. You know, starting wide and cutting real close to the inside of the curve. And now for the race.
On your mark. Get set.
There's the quack. The ducks have been released. The crowd is going wild. Well, taking an early lead is the Canyon Blue Duck. Right behind him are 4,999 other Canyon Blue Ducks. Most of them are floating upright. A couple of them have kind of tilted sideways or upside down. But there's, there's about 4 or 5 that are way out in the lead. Oh, there's one's taking a commanding lead right here, but he's going around the outside of the curve. There's another, 4,500 or so that are going to be taking the inside of the curve. Automobile racing, same as duck racing. The apex of the curve is vital. They're now hitting what I would call turn number 2. It's a left-hand turn, a little more than 90 degrees. And there is they're definitely stringing out. They're definitely stringing out along the path, the route. And it's taking, a good minute for all of them to go by here. The duck call. There's the duck call going, cheering them on, cheering his duck along.
Little disco duck.
We have to endure that disco duck song. Oh, dear. Now, the ducks have rounded, most of them have rounded the first turn, kind of going into the second area. It spreads out. The course splits between these two islands. And conventional thinking is to go off the wide way, to not hit the apex of this turn quite as aggressively. And even though it's a longer way around, you hit one of or two of the jets that propel this river all the way around. Now, in testing the other day, apparently one or two took the other direction, and it paid off better. So, depends on the conventional thinking versus the aggressive behavior of any given duck. You never know what one of these ducks is going to do. They're going around to a hard left-hander, a hard left-hand turn, and then a very long sweeping right. Back to the race car analogy, it's probably about at least a two, maybe a three apex turn, or as the British say, apices, plural of apex. And it's kind of behind a little some landscaping here. We can't see any ducks for the moment. Having a good time, Ashley?
Yeah, this is so cool.
Is this your first duck race ever?
Yeah, it is my first duck race.
We have the early leaders coming around that turn. They are starting to straggle out a little bit. One of the fears was that they would all come across the finish line all in one big clump, and that's simply not the case. We've got some leading ducks here. There is one duck that's probably a good 20 feet or so out, and then a second one, and then there's a pack of about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Another 5. So the top 7 are almost decided here. The after that is a rather large cluster, probably 30 or 40, and then a really long string of ducks. Everybody's staying on the island. I am going across the bridge to get outside of the island. The Lazy River is it creates an island on the inside. Now there are lifeguards in the water at the end of the creation that Jay made at the end of the funnel. And I guess they will be picking them up one at a time and saying, this is first, this is second. That way they'll have a record. On the other side of the island, I met a couple holding signs with their numbers rooting on their ducks. So you're here rooting your duck on?
Yes, we are.
What's your duck number?
1243.
And what's your name? Where do you work?
Amber. I work in Kansas City operations.
Oh, and you got one. You're 1354. You also from Kansas?
I am from Kansas City, Missouri.
Wow, y'all came in for this. It's great.
Yeah, absolutely. We're having a good time.
Have you ever been to SeaWorld before?
Not this one, but yes.
Well, you've seen Shamu's before, I would imagine.
Yes, absolutely.
The plane, not the mammal.
Both.
Now, there's a long kind of run, relatively straight, and then it U-turns. It's a hard U-turn, and they're starting to come around here. The earlier there was one in particular was way out. Is that one still way out? No, the other duck has caught up with. Oh, the real race here is for second. Oh, and I see the one that's in fourth place just jumped ahead. That was 1757. Oh, and then the third place jumped ahead of him. There is a little bit of an eddy over here. It's sort of circling around. The lifeguards are helping the ducklings along to get back into the flow. And my gosh, it's just a sea of ducks coming around that corner. Well, we got a big mob. And they are getting to the funnel section. The lifeguards are pulling them out first through 10. Hey, Armando, how many are going through? How many prizes are getting
25. 25 prizes.
The top 25 get a prize, and the others get a feeling of a job well done.
Well, not only all the other ducks, you bet you, they were part of the excitement going on. But actually, all 25 prizes, actually, the least price is going to be worth $50. So, you know, a $5 entry, and
hey, not a bad payout.
You bet.
Of course, your odds of winning depend on the number of ducks.
You bet. And then we do have 25 winners out there. So, but really, everybody's a winner because the main purpose of this, obviously, was to recognize our new hires as well. So,
and to call attention to how important it is to keep them.
That's right. That is true. So true there. So look at this. They're trying to get through the contraction there. Look at that.
Yeah, they are fighting. They're fighting to get in. And let's see, the plan on this is to do it multiple years, I would imagine.
That would be our hopes. And each year, of course, as it becomes bigger and bigger, it's going to grow into a bigger event. And we hope that we, as soon as we announce, okay, Duck Derby ducks are and sponsorships for new hires are out there, boom, they're gone, and we can sell them all within a week or so.
That was Armando Ramirez, project lead from the onboarding team. Now, did you catch his name for the duck catcher channel funnel thing that Jay made? He called it a contraption. If you have an opinion on what to name this device, please put it in the comments on the blog associated with this podcast. Now, around the finish line, I ran into Teresa Laraba, Vice President of Ground Operations. Teresa, can I speak with you real quick for Red Belly Radio?
Sure.
Just, I noticed you made a check donation to SeaWorld. What was that all about?
It was to their conservation fund for $1,000 from the money that we have from the Duck Derby.
That's what, the division, I guess, of SeaWorld that helps the conservation of endangered species?
Yes. Trisha, the lady that I spoke with, she is head of their conservation fund, and obviously it's to help the animals that they have here at SeaWorld.
For those of you placing bets at home, the top three ducks were, in first place, by a beak, 3536, in second place by a tail feather, 417, and in third place by a webbed foot, 487, followed by 4,997 hopefuls. Was that the most exciting duck derby you've ever been to?
It was the most exciting.
Wow. Was that the most exciting duck derby you've ever been to?
Absolutely.
Now, does it compare with, what would you say, like the Kentucky Derby or Preakness or Formula
NASCAR.
One racing?
NASCAR. Yeah.
Well, unlike NASCAR, they were making left and right-hand turns, but I see the analogy.
But they were going around in a circle.
Were you watching numbers for a whole lot of your friends
at
work?
I was. Some people heard that I was coming down, and they said, go ahead and look at my numbers.
And
I was
any
like,
of
I'm
your
not
number-
rooting for them.
Do any of the people that you were watching for, did any of them win anything?
No.
Yeah, out of 5,000 ducks is pretty hard.
It is, but it was exciting, and it was for a good cause.
Well, that's it for this year's Duck Derby. Hopefully we'll have more of these. This is a lot of fun. It's a great event. Although, I really wish I could jump in that water. Well, that's it for this episode. Red Belly Radio is a trademark of the Southwest Airlines Company. This episode is copyrighted 2008. For all 5,000 of those little blue racing machines, thank you for listening. Slow down, you kids. Hey, no running by the pool.